2,000 institutions now hold Bitcoin in Q1 2026 SEC filings. Around 2,000 institutional investors reported Bitcoin holdings in their Q1 2026 SEC filings, according to a July 19th post from Bitcoin Magazine, citing regulatory disclosures. The figure counts entities that name direct or fund-based Bitcoin exposure in the quarterly forms large money managers must file with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. That number is worth reading carefully. It does not mean 2,000 firms bought Bitcoin for the first time last quarter. It means roughly 2,000 separate institutions disclosed a position they held as of the quarter's end. Bitcoin as of July 19, 2026, traded at $64,385, up 0.3% on the day, with the Fear and Greed Index at 35, a fear reading. Price sentiment and filing counts are moving in different directions, which is part of what makes the data interesting. The filings behind the headline Institutional Managers, with more than $100 million in qualifying U.S. assets, file a 13F form each quarter, listing their reportable holdings. Spot Bitcoin ETFs turn that form into a Bitcoin ownership ledger. Instead of custodying coins directly, a pension fund or registered investment advisor can hold shares of a fund like a spot ETF and disclose it the same way it would disclose a stock position. So when a count reaches 2,000 institutions, most of that is ETF share ownership rather than direct on-chain custody. That distinction matters for anyone reading the trend. A 13F is a snapshot filed weeks after the quarter closes, and it only captures long U.S.-listed positions. It misses shorts, offshore vehicles, and private allocations. The 2,000 figure is a floor on institutional participation, not a ceiling. Breadth, not just size. Earlier cycles concentrated institutional Bitcoin ownership in a short list of names, a few corporate treasuries, a handful of crossover hedge funds. A count near 2,000 points to something different. Exposure has spread across advisors managing family money, smaller funds, and allocators who would never have appeared on a crypto-specific list 2 years ago. Breadth changes the market's character. A market held by 10 large buyers behaves differently from one held by 2,000 smaller ones. Wider ownership tends to distribute selling pressure, though it does not remove it, and it ties Bitcoin's price more closely to the same portfolio rebalancing decisions that move equities. The fear reading on the sentiment index sits oddly next to that. Participation is broad, while short-term conviction is soft. The retail spending gap institutional disclosure is one side of adoption. The other is whether people can actually move crypto through everyday payments, and that side still lags. A fund holding Bitcoin through an ETF is not spending it. For that, users still turn to crypto payment cards that convert balances at the point of sale, and the economics there remain a separate question from custody at the fund level. The gap is visible by geography. Institutional filings cluster in the United States, where the ETF wrapper and 13F regime exist. Direct spending adoption often runs ahead in markets without that infrastructure, where a card linked to a stablecoin or a self-custody wallet is the practical on-ramp. Someone using stablecoin-denominated spending in an emerging market is participating in crypto adoption in a way no 13F will ever record. For everyday users, the filing count is context rather than a signal to act on. Broad institutional ownership can steady a market, but it does not change the fee math on a card or the counterparty risk of a custodial account. If a card issuer holding user balances hits trouble, those balances can freeze regardless of how many pensions own the underlying asset, which is why self-custody spending options keep their appeal. Reading the trend without overreading it. One quarter's filing count is a data point, not a verdict. The 2,000 figure confirms that Bitcoin exposure is now normal enough to appear across a wide swath of regulated portfolios. It does not confirm direction. Institutions were net holders as of the quarter's close, but 13F data is backward-looking and says nothing about what those same managers did after the filing window. The more durable takeaway is structural. Bitcoin has moved from an asset a few institutions defended holding to one that roughly 2,000 of them disclose as routine. That shift is slow, it is documented in dry regulatory forms, and it is harder to reverse than a price rally.